USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves updates the trajectory of what is now Hurricane Sally, saying the storm has slowed down in the Gulf of Mexico.
The projection of the course of the storm has ticked to the east, which would have landfall of a high Category 1 hurricane.
The governor continues,
it has slowed considerably from approximately moving at 12 miles an hour to closer to 8 miles an hour.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says Americans are suffering because President Trump has no national strategy to combat climate change.
Donald Trump's climate denial may not have caused these fires and record floods and record hurricanes, but if he gets a second term, these hellish events will continue to become more common.
USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Pfizer's chief executive officer is taking an optimistic tone regarding whether a coronavirus vaccine will be effective by the end of the year. He thinks it can be even sooner.
I don't know if they have to wait until 2021, because as I said, our studies, we have a good chance that we will know if the product works by the end of October. And then, of course, it is regulators' job to issue license or not.
Albert Bourla speaking there on CBS's Face the Nation. Vice President Mike Pence is bringing the Trump administration's law and order message to Janesville, Wisconsin.
4 more years means more support for our police.
Vice President telling supporters the administration will always support law enforcement and won't ever defund the police. Pence also saying Democratic nominee Joe Biden would be bad for law and order.
The truth is, Joe Biden would double down on all the policies that have led to violence in America's cities.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The attempted murder of two Los Angeles County sheriff's deputies in an apparent ambush prompted a manhunt for the shooter, and Black Lives Matter protesters outside the hospital saying that they hope the two police officers die. The deputies remain in critical condition. Former NYPD police officer and former Secret Service agent Dan Bongino telling Fox News,
what are you protesting for by sitting outside of a hospital hoping police officers shot for the act of putting a badge on nearly killed one who has a six-year-old child? Can you please explain to me what you're protesting? The answer is you're not protesting. You're nihilists. They want destruction. They want you dead. How do you negotiate with these people, Steve? They're negotiating for what? Police reform? What's the police reform you're negotiating for? Dead police officers? That's what you want. Because that's what you were screaming for outside the hospital. And we're supposed to take these people seriously?
It's time to rejoice if you're an old school video game player, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Nintendo is bringing back one of the first successful gaming devices from the 80s, the updated version of the Game and Watch device. Originally, users could only play one game per handheld device, but with the update, they can now play three: Super Mario Brothers, Ball, and Super Mario Brothers: The Lost Levels.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.